I was just short of the green in 2, which I was quite happy with to avoid all the bunkers going down 18. And me and Michelle were right next to each other. And I didn't play the best chip that I expected, really, of myself. But I left myself 15 feet, and it was just off the left. And it took me a little while to get comfortable over it. But then I felt very confident and just trusted all my practice, and it went in.
Yeah, I mean, it was such a tight race to the final, wasn't it? You and Rochelle Morris there, who were going for the title on that last hole. A real pressure putt, but you managed to just cope with the pressure, as you said, and just managed to get that winning shot.
Yeah, I think there are a lot of... obviously, that one stands out, but I think there are a lot of pressure putts over the four rounds anyway, which were important. But that one does stick out as being the most important, for obvious reasons. But yeah, I putted well a week, so it was good.
You shot a 1/71 and a 73 for a 1/1 total. You must have been kind of really pleased with how you played for the whole of the tournament.
I was having like nearly rounds, and I didn't really make anything drop at all until the last day. And I held a good putt on the first in the morning, which dropped for me. And then I can only really think of two others that dropped in the afternoon. One was on the third for 2, and obviously the putt on 18. But apart from that, it was just quite solid.
It's your second national title following your success in last year's English Mid-Amateur Championship. That was a great achievement. You've now won this Stroke Play Championship at St Anne's Old Links in Lancashire. 2 national titles now. What does it mean for you to kind of back up that first national title win with this one?
I think it's really important because obviously that one was a match play event, which was amazing to win, especially playing against Sarah Jane in the final. But it was always nice to win a stroke play event, which is eventually what I want to do. All the events on tour and all the majors are stroke play, so it was really nice to win in that format compared to a match play event. But the mid-am was really important to me as it was my first big win.
You play your golf in Cornwall. It's St Melian, I think, where you play your golf normally, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm at St Melian. Yeah, I've always lived in Cornwall. St Melian's a lovely course to play. I do like it there.
You mentioned Sarah Jane Boyd a few moments ago. She, of course, played in the Women's Open. She plays her golf at Truro. How did you get into golf? Why did you take up golf, Sammy?
I took up golf because my parents are both sporting backgrounds, and they wanted me to play a game, and they weren't really sure what to do, and I just tried a bit of everything, really, and then fell in love with playing golf, so carried on since.
Yeah, and you obviously got the bug for it. I mean, I play a little bit of golf, and, you know, I'm not at any high standard whatsoever, but it's kind of addictive. It's one of those sports where, you know, the next shot could be the best shot you ever play. You're never kind of quite satisfied. It really hooks you in, that sport of golf, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Even if you play terribly and have one shot that you can come away and say, wow, that was good, it's enough to make you want to go and play again. In 2 weeks' time is the British Stroke Play. That's in Leeds at Moortown, which should be good. It's exactly the same format as what we've just played. But yeah, should be good.
And do you have an overall goal? I mean, I think you're 20 years old at the moment. Do you have an overall goal?
Yeah, I'd really love to play on tour one day. That's definitely the aim. Eventually, obviously, the LPGA is definitely everybody's dream. But we'll see. We'll see you getting there.
Well, many, many congratulations from all of us here at BBC Radio Cornwall and in Cornwall as well on fantastic achievements of winning that title.
Thank you.